Welcome to the Commandersmiths. I had to wait for that thing to stop.
We are the Commandersmiths. New transition.
A new transition. I'm Adam Smith.
And I'm Lowry Smith.
Don't worry.
We're cousins. I think you just start when that thing starts going.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, just wait till I got on screen. But
kind of like those late night shows where like the, you know, whoever's famous is behind the curtain. They're like, here's Johnny. Like is that just Jack Nicholson from The Shining?
Yeah, that's totally.
I think there's a reason why he did that, but I think it's a Johnny Carson thing. But I am not old enough to actually know that. I am just making assumptions.
Yeah, there we go. you did The Shining bit. That's nice. this is a special. It's Friday. Yeah, I love Friday episodes. They're probably my favorite because.
Okay.
Many reasons.
They're all my favorite. I don't pick favorites.
That's lame. this is episode 315 on a
Friday.
I have to hit my quota of 10 of them. I promised Renshai that I would get 10. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. I think that's 5 Fridays.
To say Friday?
Yeah, to say Friday with the... With this?
It's Friday.
I thought I was just saying Friday.
okay, so it's a special Friday episode. We did do an episode on Monday. We're not going to be doing one next week, so next Monday. But there might be a secret layer. We'll see what happens there. If there is, I don't think it'll be the same time. I'm going to try to get that out as soon as possible. But that'd be a solo one because Lowry is going on vacation.
I'm outie.
Yeah. So next week is going to be interesting. But this week, what are we doing for Friday? What are we doing for today? Tonight.
Today?
There we go.
Or Friday. Yes.
Whatever. What are we doing for this damn episode?
Episode 315. We're going to go through colorless protection, mostly artifacts, not instant speed. It's a little bit tougher like the other ones that we did, you know, like a month ago or whatever. But we're doing colorless. It's artifacts. There's one land, spoiler, Great Henge, and
that's not a land.
It's not. You're right. It is an artifact.
It should
colorless.
Be on this list. Yeah,
so it's colorless, mostly artifacts. That's
there we go.
That's the bet right there.
And there's really only one that's like would be a spell, like instant speed spell kind of thing.
Yeah.
Everything else is out and about, and that's how it. That's
boots
how
and
work.
A boot.
So
in Canada,
what we're going to give you here in Canada, RoboCop will like that.
It's oot the boot.
Hey there, buddy. Don't call me buddy, pal. so what we're going to do is we're going to kind of go through, they're in groupings of them. We're going to give you kind of the ones that we like the best out of each group. We'll name off a bunch. There's actually quite a bit. So if you are in a color, if I remember right, was black wasn't very good with the protection stuff. You can use artifacts and these spells as a crutch a little bit there to help you out. So this is going to give you, there's a huge list. So you really don't even need colors. You could just use all artifact stuff to protect your stuff. So we'll get to that. And then we also have a Stump the Smith Savant, week number one of...
Should be Hatchmandu, right?
Yep, it's Hatchmandu, but it's right. Number 28. So you've lost 28 times. So it's round 29. So you are
okay. What's the card that we're doing then? Don't tell me.
the card that we're giving away is going to be the Trouble in Pairs that I just made for this month. The Legolas and Gimli Trouble in Pairs. And this is a foil one.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that'll be.
It's looking pretty good.
Just to tell you. So we played. I know we already talked about this. hey, pal. Don't call me buddy. I played with it this, you know, last weekend and I got it out in one game and it was a 3-player game and it did work. I think I drew 5 cards off of it and that was only, it probably went around 3 times. I drew 5 cards. Like it's crazy how much, you know, it was mainly
you're getting some cards out of it.
The 2 spells. And I think one time was 2 creatures attacking because it isn't just attacking you. It's whenever an opponent attacks with 2 or more creatures. So if they're attacking somebody else or attack you with one and attack another player with another one, you're drawing a card off of it. Like this thing is And so what I did after that, once I got the proxies printed this week, I went to all my decks and I was like, how many white decks do I have? And I made a proxy for each one of them. And I have them sitting on top of each one of my decks to like figure out where they're going to fit in.
Get them
but
there.
I plan on, it's going to be like a smothering tithe type thing for me. Except the thing is like, sure. Smothering tithe is more, I feel like that's more kind of like the Rhystic Study, where this is like, if you're abusing stuff, where if the other players are drawing more of the cards, you're getting a benefit. If they're attacking with a lot of stuff, you're getting a benefit. And what's the last one? The last one is second spell, attacks two or more, draws. Oh, and they draw their second card. So cast second spell, all that stuff. So it feels more fair, you know, because you're kind of balancing, and if people are kind of going off on the table a little bit in a way, kind of, maybe.
Okay. It's a good card. I don't think it needs to be fair or balanced or
right. I mean,
whatever.
It just did a lot of work, and that was a 3-player game. And I was right there. I was like, oh, this is going in so many of my decks, almost every single one that has white in it. So, okay. So that's all that. We don't really have like much to banter about. I know.
4 days ago.
I know. We didn't have any like weekend stuff that happened. It's work and kids stuff just and packing. All that.
Just packing.
Yeah, I guess, where are you going? What are you doing there, buddy? Pal?
Oh, hey, buddy, don't call me pal.
You don't even, you do it all like gruff. Hey, buddy, don't call me. Like,
terrible Canadian. Heading down to visit my dad in Phoenix, bringing the family, wife, kids. Should be a good time.
You're leaving
a lot of just hanging around and being around.
You're leaving the thawed out tundra that's going to be 70 degrees here.
Right. It's probably going to be nicer up here than it is down there.
It's so stupid.
I'm going to come back sunburnt and pissed because I could have stayed here and got sunburnt.
And done the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So this is your first spring break with kids, though, because, I mean, when you were getting spring break, because little Lau was in kindergarten. Oh,
I guess that's true. Yeah. I went down there last year exactly this time, though, too. So,
but it wasn't because, it wasn't because you had a week,
just
week
that's
off
how
of
it
school.
Worked out.
But yeah, so that's nice. Sweet. So no magic for you for a week. What are you going to do? You're just hanging out?
I'll be on Moxfield just going through my decks.
can't break it. You're like, oh, my God. I got to have my fix of magic.
Right. Otherwise, it's just a lot of waiting and sitting around.
Well, we'll probably have another new secret layer. By the way, if people are listening right now, if you're watching right now, if you're listening later, you're done with it. But the secret layer, the current one that's going, does end on Sunday. So did you already order your stuff? I'm guessing you did.
Which one was that?
The one with the cereal.
Yeah. Mine's going to show up when I'm gone. Sons of guns.
They do look sexy. I did just open that. If you guys, by the way, you can check out that video.
Check that out on video.
Let's see if I can get the
Adam
foil.
Open it up. Oh, I guess right here.
Look at the
that's
foiling.
A good looking foil.
Yeah. And it's that thing where
Sakashima.
It's the double sided.
Keeps it all clean.
Yeah. It's completely flat there. But look at that foiling. That's one of the better foilings I've seen. They all look gorgeous. And if you guys didn't know, this is the bonus card right here. It is. Ooh. Coveted jewel. It's like the little prize thing you get in a cereal box. So that's pretty cool. Now you don't need to watch the video because there it is. You just saw the meat and
two
potatoes.
Cards. That's it.
All right.
Others.
Should we just get to this podcast? Because, I mean, this is our second one this week.
What are the tags? Let's do tags.
All right. You can support the Commander Smiths. My voice kind of did something weird there. I can see your face. You can support the Commander Smiths.
You're basically like Beyonce. Your voice.
That's what I was trying
incredible.
To do. That have you seen that Family Guy where it's he does that one of those little flashbacks? He's like, yeah, it's like that time I was teaching Christina Aguilera how to sing, and she goes, and that's kind of what I was doing there. I don't know. Cool
perfect.
Story, Hansel.
Yeah, no.
You can support the Commander Smiths. There is four ways to support the Commander Smiths. The first way to support the Commander Smiths is becoming a patron. $1 more gets you in the Discord, gets you chatting with us, gets you playing games if you want to play some Commander games. We'll get that started up again once Lowry gets back, and then I'll be gone because then I have spring break, but Commander games will be happening. We got to do our new decks and play those all out. But the biggest thing is you get on the Discord. We got a very active Discord with everybody chatting there. $5 or more gets you proxies each month. And the higher you move on those tiers, you can get these foil proxies each month as you so choose. There's over 400 to choose from, so you get a little benefit for supporting us and becoming a patron. So it's kind of a little nice little kickback there. Another way to support the Commander Smiths is on these live feeds here. As you can see right there, this... Nope. Which way am I doing my finger? There we go. Over there we go. The Malorto meter. I feel like
you'd have enough experience with your finger. Come on. Oh. Don't ask me. I have no idea.
Damn it, I did it again. The Malorto meter has been reset. You can see we got $10. I'm going to try to do my best meteorology, the green screen. The $10 down there, that's from RoboCop last week. So we don't know what the shot's going to be. We'll have a poll up here when Lowry's gone, and we'll get a kind of vote from the Discord to see what we're going to be taking here. But once we reach $100, we will take that nasty Malort shot. So that's a way to support us on the live stuff. And anytime we're live, you guys can donate, and that meter will go up. Another way you can support us is by checking out our store. Oh, I should pull that up. Hang on a second.
Commandersmiths.com.
Commandersmiths.com. Oh. And we need to do this there. Oh, yeah, get the transition. Little nice transition. Let me get the music off here for a second. Okay, so what is going to be happening here is we do have a playmat that the Discord already kind of knows about. But that will be the next thing that's going to be added to this little shindig here. But right now we have the t-shirts, we have the metal tokens, and it's not showing on the screen because it's too big there. And we also got some mugs
what we're
right there.
We're going to be drinking, Scott.
Yeah, it's
just a 12 ounce shot, my lord. Oh my God.
Just die.
How much are the bottles?
The bottles? Isn't there a 0.75?
No. I'm just saying, how many ounces?
Yeah. Yeah, Scott said he laughed watching. Yeah, that was brutal, Scott. That was kind of terrible. But we do have as I mentioned, we do have new playmats coming soon. Discord already got a little preview of what it's gonna kind of look like. So make sure you guys check that out. But playmats will be hitting here. Again, the $100 is still up for the prototype. So if you spend over $100, you will get this prototype free of a commander holder. We will have some other ones coming up. Oh, and I freeze. Fun stuff. I love it. When I'm showing off stuff, then it freezes. Anyways.
I mean, it's covering your face, so that's kind of nice.
you're a dick. So that is one way you can support the Commander Smiths. And the last way you can support... Oh, look at... I'm going to be all delayed. Let's see. Now I'm going to flick you off. We'll just wait a second. Is to watch our stuff on YouTube.
That would have been random.
It's just a random
for the warning.
But if you watch our stuff on YouTube, that technically does get us fractions of pennies, and fractions of pennies equal pennies at some point, and the pennies turn into dollars. So if you have a choice to watch the podcast or listen to podcasts, you can watch it on YouTube or any of the other stuff. We had tons of stuff go down this week. So let's get this going. One of the things we had, curated MTG, just hit today. What was your curated MTG today?
It was a card.
You just did it today.
Yeah, no, but I recorded it like a day or two ago. And then I just press buttons and
it's
it
like,
appears.
It's like when you take a test and
give
then...
me a second. Okay, got it. Flame Gap.
I mean, I feel guilty too because I didn't watch it. I just changed the... The editing of it, not the editing, but the details of it, but I didn't even register. So what is Flame Jam? What does it do?
It's a sorcery for one red mana, and it deals one damage to any target, maybe just creature or player. I didn't look that close. But the cool thing about it is the retrace, and you discard a land card to be able to cast it from your graveyard again. Goes great, and Judith is just a 1-point kill shot. Goes really good, and Gerstenstang. I did not say that right. It's a red blue thing from Warhammer.
Gerstenstang.
I don't know.
Can't even read.
I'll find it. And then there was something else on it. That's why you're supposed to watch curated MTG every once in a while whenever I post it.
So curated MTG, those are shorts. Make sure you guys watch those and give it a like. That's what helps us the most. That was today. We also had, let's see if I remember. Okay. So
Gearson Starn. All right.
Can you show it on the camera?
Give me a second. Gearson Starn, Kellermorph. All right. It's from the Warhammer. It's a real card. All right. That one.
Okay. I wouldn't have been able to read it. All right. So it was this week we had that. You had your curated. I do have two secret layers that I did unbox. So I already mentioned the serial one. Aku picked up one from the Magic Fest Chicago. So that's that red hue looking secret layer. It looks like it's been out in the sun for way too long. That's kind of what it looks like. I don't know if they should do that one again.
You mean the Burning Man secret layer, right?
Yes.
That's what it is.
It's what the hell is it called? It's something.
There's
close
no way to chuck a bottle of Malort. No way.
No, you'd die. But that there's the unboxing of that. And then I brought back the fast forward proxies. So I did the proxies this week, and then I recorded myself, but not live. And then I did it in fast forward, so you can kind of see the process of how I take whatever art and turn it into a proxy. So you can check out those videos. And then I think that's it for the videos this week. Next week, we'll have the new secret layer. I have an unboxing that I'm going to unveil of Card Kingdom, mainly Lord of the Rings stuff. And then I'll have another unboxing of the... So I only got part of my secret layer. I got the serial part. My big order comes in next week, so that'll also be up for next week. And I think that's it. That's all the videos for next week, right? Spotlight. Oh! I might do some more proxies next week and or might do a deck tech. So there's a lot of videos.
I'll have a curated ready some point.
And see, you're going to be doing it when you're on vacation, sending that bad boy out.
Phones are incredible.
So the biggest thing is check out YouTube because we do lots of things there. We are also on TikTok and recently on Instagram. So if you guys are on Instagram... Hello. Make sure you follow us there because we do post all the shorter videos just like we do on TikTok. Be good to have you guys follow us and then we can see what you guys are doing too. So, so that's where you can find us and all that stuff. You can also message us, all those places, YouTube, TikTok, whatever, or you can email us at commandersmiths@gmail.com. And I think we can just, let's get to the main beer and pizza of this episode.
Meat and potatoes.
No,
potatoes tonight again. It was delish.
That's
my son really likes the potato wedges. He takes some small potatoes and
my kids are even playing into the bit that I don't like potatoes. They do it to me all the time. It's kind of funny.
Are we on Only Cousins yet? you start the site. We'll hop on there. We'll be your first cousins on there.
Don't worry, we're cousins. Will really matter at that point.
Yep.
All right, so we have... I got to get this music back up. I took the music off. Let's get it back going. All right, so we have our top... I don't know. It's not necessarily... We have 10 of them that we're going to talk about, but there's a lot more. Yeah. So we're going to kind of have these in groups. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the main ones. We will mention the other ones. So if you're listening or watching and you can type it out, we're not going to show you a picture of all of them because that'd just be a lot of cards. But you can kind of check those out as we mention them if you want to add those in. So, Larry, why don't you start us off with the main protection? Like when you think of protection spells for Commander or protection things in Commander, what's one of the best ones? One of the ones that gets included in nearly every pre-con.
This is one that I didn't want to fight text about, but you are highlighting Lightning Greaves.
Yes, right?
Is that the one you wanted to go for?
Sure. Yep, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
Lightning Greaves. You had that circled on your list. I personally would say Swiftfoot Boots.
And we've had we've had Staple Verses, and I go with what the people say, and Lightning Greaves just blew.
It does blow.
blew Swiftfoot Boots out of the water. So
No way. Yes, it did. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it did. It killed it.
If you told me to go look at the results, I wouldn't know how to find them. It's fine.
Speaking of, after this, remind me, we got to do the poll. Okay. I'm going to write that next to Stump so that we go over the poll. And then maybe while you're talking, I can go try to find the other one. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So you want to do Lightning Greaves. That's fine. And why do we think, and I'll admit, I went through all of my decks and I looked for what I actually use as colorless protection. And this and Boots were in every deck. Let's just say 16 decks. Every deck, at least one of them's in it.
Mine come doesn't hand in hand. Have that. I tend to
shouldn't be coming at all, but
I actually tend to try not to use these as much because they're used so much.
That's why that's on your list of it's used so much. No. This is not a cock off. I'm asking, like, because I have some of those cards, and you're saying this is basically on that list of like I don't want to play it because it's played so much type card.
Kind of that same, both of them, Swiftfoot Boots and Lightning Greaves. I will be honest, if I'm only putting one in, it is Lightning Greaves, but a lot of times they go hand in hand. Normally it's like, well, if I'm putting one in, the other one goes in as well. But there are some decks that have just the one in there. The only reason I like Lightning Greaves is because of that zero equip cost. Like a lot of times you're doing,
right,
you're tapping just enough mana to get whatever you want to get done out. And that zero really helps for you to move it all around. It does. You do have to plan things a little bit better, but I feel like we're pretty good at planning things out so that the shroud doesn't hinder you in a way. So
yeah.
Lightning Greaves, Swiftfoot Boots, one in the same, 1A, 1B. They should be in your decks just easily. I mean, what I've been doing lately, the reason haven't been playing is I have like green or other things where I can be tricky, and I'd rather be tricky because it fizzles out something that they have than have something on the board that is just like, okay, we need to remove that. When I do a spell that removes one artifact from each player, I'll take that one out with it. I like the surprise factor because that's my counter spell in a way. So
gotcha.
Anyways, so we're not talking about that
spell, but player in green. That's what that was going on.
Get the fuck out.
I'm just kidding. Was there anything else that was on that list that we need to?
Well, so there's also Whisper Silk, Cloak,
right,
Winged Boots, Mask of Avacyn, General's Kabuto. That's an interesting one, so people should check that one out. That's an older card. There's only one printing of that. And then there's Champion's Helm. But then the last one that kind of does the protection with like Hexproof and Shroud, it's kind of a fun one. We talked about this. I think you introduced this to me first because of your Feather deck, mm-hmm, but it's Vilestone Amulet. I've only put it in one deck since I saw you play it. It really needs to be in a specific kind of deck where you're able to cast instants to help protect your stuff, but it's right. Three colorless artifact. Whenever you play a spell, creatures you control can't be the targets of spells or abilities your opponents control this turn. So it
gives them hexproof whenever you cast a spell. It is great. Yeah. In Feather, it's ridiculous. I use it in Calamax. This is one that I have in only two decks, but yeah, be instant speed heavy. This is a great card to protect your creatures at instant speed. Kind of surprising.
Yeah.
And also it is really kind of fun. It's a counterspell without being a counterspell type mm-hmm. thing. Like people are going, do you have it? Do you have something? You got some mana open. Can you cast something actually?
Right.
You know, and sometimes they call your bluff. Sometimes you got it. And it's kind of a fun little game card for sure.
Yeah. It's making me think like right now there's a couple decks that I don't have it in that I need to, like Blanka. I should definitely have it in that deck.
Mm-hmm.
Any of my Spellslinger stuff, I think, what's his nuts? The Dragon's Approach deck is a lot of playing instants on other people's turn kind of thing.
Okay.
I know Dragon's Approach is sorcery, but that's not how that deck typically works. It's the other stuff too. So this would be a good one to have in there as well. So I'm now like, I can shove this in at least two or three more decks, and I might do that. I'm going to make like a little star next to it.
It's a fun one for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So then I would say the next thing we would jump into is kind of your color protection. The easiest one. Why don't you start us off? The easiest one. What do you think we talk about here?
I don't know. We had a line and you're saying things that I don't think.
Or do you want to go straight down or did you want to?
I was jumping. Because when you did it through you did like a roundabout you thing.
Okay. Okay. So you want to go down to the return stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do the return stuff.
All right, which one do you want to talk about then? We got two of them in there.
I think we could talk about both of them, but Lifeline is something that we've talked a lot about throughout the years.
It's like the second time we've talked about it this month or in the last whatever.
Maybe, before that, it's been a year or two. But yeah. Lifeline is fantastic, and it's 5 mana. Whenever a creature, any creature, is put into a graveyard and a creature is in play, return that creature to your graveyard to play at end of turn. Well, maybe it's just yours. I'd have to look at the errata. Whenever a creature dies, if another creature is on the battlefield, return the first card to the battlefield under its owner's control at the beginning of the next end step. So it works for everybody.
Everybody, generally,
going to put this into a deck where you are sacrificing and you're able to use that, that ability to have it come back and have the ETBs happen. And really, like, the only way to get rid of creatures at that point, like combat, those creatures will come back. If they die, you can aggressively block. But if somebody wraths the board, that's when the creatures go away. Yeah. Otherwise, it's kind of a little bit of chaos, a little bit of fun. So
yeah. Well, and if you're able to, like you mentioned, Renshai, this is for you.
It's Friday.
He's the only down vote. The interesting thing is, if you played a Wrath and you had a sac outlet, did you mention this? If you have a sac outlet, you play your Wrath and sac your creatures hit the graveyard, they see that there are other creatures on the battlefield, your Wrath resolves, all of theirs die, it doesn't see any creatures on the battlefield, end of turn, you still have the trigger, they come back onto the battlefield, everybody else stays dead. So it's kind of a little cool thing. Reserve list card, like I mentioned. So this goes up and down right now. It's kind of at its low. It's been as high as $40 or $50 at one point. Mm-hmm. So I would say if you're planning on getting this or you have a deck that you think that this could fit in, now's probably the time to get this one. So
yeah. I have another one deck, and I almost always have it in one deck. So like it'll cycle through
if
one deck goes away and be like, you know what, this is good here.
Yeah.
And so
another one in the same kind of area is Cauldron of Souls. So with this one it's a 5-drop artifact. You can tap it, choose any number of creatures. Each of those creatures gain persist until end of turn. What persist is when they die, if they have no -1/-1 counters on it, they come to the battlefield, back to the battlefield with a -1/-1 counter. So same thing there. Wrath gets played. You can do this. Do it all your creatures. They come back in a little bit weaker, but they're at least alive, or if somebody's doing spot removal or whatever, this kind of saves your stuff. So this is a fantastic card. Kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, this is probably used more than Lifeline because you're protecting your own stuff.
Right.
And the
cool thing here is that you can protect other creatures, other opponents' creatures as well. And so if there's something that you want to stick around, or you know that your opponent, like you're kind of teaming up with the player and you're like, we got to take this person down, you can bring their creatures back as well. If there's stuff that you're targeting, so like there's a blue card called Cowardice, and whenever a creature is targeted, like this can do, it bounces the creature. So you could just tap this and target everybody else's creature. And it bounces them. So there's a black one, Horobi, where basically if a creature is targeted, it's sacrificed or destroyed. And this is great for that as well. So this one has a lot of different, it's not just the protection part, which I really like, but this as a protection spot, really good in any decks that use +1/+1 counter decks, because then the -1/-1 counters go away and you can continue to use it.
Yep.
Really good.
There's a lot in there. There's a lot you can do with that. There's two other things in the same area. These ones are equipment, but it's Resurrection Orb and then Nim Deathmantle. So those, you have them equipped to your creature when they die. One is it comes right back. The other one you have to tap for to bring it back, and it's attached to it. So they both kind of do similar things. I think the two that we kind of mentioned here are pretty good, good to use here. So, all right. So we move down to damage prevention. Larry, why don't you take us away with that one?
All right. The artifact version of Reconnaissance for me personally, it's called Dolmen Gate. 2-mana artifact. All creatures that are attacking, combat damage is prevented. it allows you to be really, really aggressive in decks that you want to be aggressive in. So
Anzrag,
like, I have this one
in, loves this.
What's that?
Anzrag loves this.
Right. Anzrag loves that. I have it in Ishin, Refine, just anything that you want attack triggers on or just attacking in general. It's a great, fantastic card. The red-white Irois, the red-white god from Ixalan, basically a very similar version, you know, obviously different, but this card's cheaper. It's colorless. Like, it's doing a lot of work at this spot right here.
It is a little expensive. It only has the Lorwyn printing and then the list, but the list is actually more expensive than the Lorwyn printing. So I did happen to open this in... I did not own a copy of this, and I think out of those free boosters they were giving out when you did Secret Lair stuff, I did end up opening this in one of the as my list card there.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Give me this.
That's a good luck.
Oh, good for you.
So yeah, and yeah, this is fantastic in the my Anzrag deck because he doesn't have any. He's huge. He's an 8, but his butt is a 4, so he can get killed pretty easily. And you want to keep attacking. Mm-hmm. So I actually played this in that game. And that was the thing. They were like, we have to kill. It wasn't kill Anzrag. It was kill the Dolmen Gate because it was all my other creatures were getting prevented as well. So it's just a great card. Another card that's in this little batch here, we've talked about it a couple times actually recently, is Bubble Matrix. I haven't put this in a deck yet. It almost made the cut, but this took the place of Bubble Matrix in my Anzrag deck, but it was right there until the last like 10 cuts.
I'd say good call.
Yeah. What Bubble Matrix does, though, is it prevents the damage to everybody's creatures so that it's not only attacking, it's just damage in general. Prevents not combat damage, it's just damage.
Yeah. So Blasphemous gets neutered.
Anything that deals.
Pyrohemia. Yeah. Pestilence.
It would have been nice to have when I was in my Morph deck if I had that on.
It could have been, but he didn't. And I just killed
I'm not bitter at all. All right. So now we're going to get into the color protection. And this one's pretty easy. It's a newer-ish card in the last like 3 years. But Commander's Plate. This is a one drop. This is a card that you can go find with your Urza's Saga. Equip creature has, oh, by the way, the little spoiler of our playmats has something to do with Urza's Saga, Urza's for Life, and what is yours called again, Larry?
Hashtag Team Forest Walk. You have a Maya.
Get the fuck out!
Sorry.
You are disrespectful.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck. Okay, so this one is a one drop. Equipped creature gets 3/+3, has protection from each color that's not your commander's color identity. If it's equipping to your commander, it's 3. If it's equipping anything else, it's 5. This is just a fantastic protection for your commander and actually swinging through if you're a 1 or 2 color, especially because then you have almost protection from everything. I would say things that are like this that we aren't going to name in this is like your Akroma's Memorial and all the other swords.
Right.
Because the other swords.
But we did want to talk about one sword, right? Hold on. Right. I do want to say, embarrassingly, I don't know if I've ever used Commander's Plate, but I also play mostly 3-color decks, and it's only protecting against 2 colors generally. So it's not really there for me, but I do have a Chroma's Memorial in my Lara Croft deck because it's legendary artifact. But what's that new sword that isn't even out yet? This is kind of a spoiler. So if you don't want to hear this, it's from the Junction Train Westron that's coming out in like a month. So
Did you say Westron?
Westron? Yeah. It's like the dressing, right?
You mean Western?
No. Westron.
Westron?
What is Mana.
I know. I can't be the one that calls it, but Westron just sounds, that's not right. Gaea's Cradle, I understand. Mana, I understand. What's another thing that pisses people off? All right, so what does the sword do, Lara?
Sword Tell of us. Wealth and Power. +2/+2, and it has protection from instants and sorceries instead of a 2-color combo. And that's the protection part, right? It's 3 mana come out, 2 to equip, like all the other swords of X and Y. But this is basically protection from spot removal on a spell.
This is the best. This is the best protection out of the swords, but the worst for attacking.
It's right,
the
worst and for attacking. I don't even know if I agree with that statement, but I think it's really? A very interesting.
Really, you think it's better for you can't attack into the, like people with this. You're not going to get its triggers as often. Like, I think this is the worst right. one for trying to get your triggers.
Yes, Bill, Commander Plate on Kozilek or any colorless is really good. But Sword of Wealth and Power, like, I don't. If you have a relevant protection, like so, like to me, like green, black, and white, and blue.
They're only in
nobody
twos.
Cares about the red protection. So I just
red with Blasphemous Act gets played so like that's one of the most like. Played spells, you know what I'm saying? Like for right. remove mass removal.
I agree. And so this has protection from Blasphemous Act, but so does anything with protection from red.
Right, but that's right. what I'm saying is the other swords, they're dependent on colors. Where this is dependent on like anything that's going to kill your creature is normally an instant or a sorcery. It's not. It does happen that it's a creature or it's right. a planeswalker.
Happens all the time.
What yeah, but we're talking like, well, that's your deal. Like you're attacking into it. The other ones, it's like, okay, who has what colors? You might have protection from the best two colors that are removal, but if you attack and no one's playing those colors, then you're fucked. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no protection then. You have no protection at all. Whereas this is protecting you from the things that normally remove things. You know, like that's what it's doing, you know. Yeah, the other ones I mean, are protecting you.
The other way,
that's
though,
your
too, is
your
that
deal. If you're
protection
attacking
from
into
a color
somebody.
Allows you to block and still sit back. Like this is just stop. It's just basically giving it hexproof.
Kind of, yeah. That's, but you can still get hit with creatures and stuff like that. Whatever things that have
right. It can,
you know,
it can like a Avatar of Woe can still tap and kill whatever this
Royal
is
Assassin.
With. Right,
kill
right.
it.
But you're likely not attacking or blocking. With this, if you're just trying to sit back and protect it,
yeah.
What is the rest of the card too, though?
I think its benefit is good.
Deals combat
you get a treasure,
player, create a treasure,
yeah, and then you can play
and a sorcery, copy it.
Yep, copy it.
Yeah.
So if you can get through, this is one of the better bonuses. But the problem is, you're not this card isn't helping you get through. Like you're
right.
You're gonna get blocked. It's gonna get chump blocked, or it's gonna get whatever. So that. That part I find is terrible, but its protection for your creature is very good. So that's where I'm at with that. But pretty much one last thing with the other swords. I don't play those swords for protection. I play those swords for what their abilities are. You know, it's like my deck is doing this and this sword helps me with that. You know, I need to be able to untap all my lands. So I'm playing it for that. You're not playing it because, right. oh, it has the protection for this and this.
But you also attack the player that has green or black creatures so that right. you can deal. And so that is the protection part working just passively rather than aggressively.
But in this, it's funny we're getting on this. This is why I said I wanted this one in here.
You knew this.
This is exactly why I wanted this one in here because I wanted to talk about it. But the thing is then you're doing that whole thing of, what is everybody playing? So if you happen to play a game and they don't have those colors, no one's playing those colors. Somebody's playing a mono this or a mono color this or just not those colors, then you can't attack through and you can't block. You know what I'm saying? Where people are going to have instants and they're going to have sorceries that are removing creatures. Like every deck has that. So it's like, this is always going to be for protection wise, good.
I mean,
its ability wise,
it protects itself from a lot of heavily played cards. Path, Plow,
yeah.
Blasphemous Act, Murder. You know, I just. That added
I'm not,
I think it's intriguing. I think it's a solid, solid card for sure. But like you're saying, not being
you're not
able gonna to
get that bonus.
Through
yeah.
more likely
I don't like that.
Is a drawback.
Yeah. I'm not. So.
This is better than the green blue one for sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying that this is the one of the better swords. I think this is one of the bottom swords when it comes to their trigger stuff. Because
I mean,
you're not going to get its trigger. But for its protection, I think it's one of the best swords for solely just protecting your creature, not thinking of I'm attacking and blocking, just protecting it, you know, like right. a hexproof.
Okay, but whatever. Then if we are just talking about solely for protection, would you put this in over Greaser Boots?
Probably not.
That's like, we were talking about other cards on the list, and it was like, oh, there's just better choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, as a protection piece, it's there. But as Scott's saying, it's not a $40 card,
no,
in my opinion. And so, like, it's going to go really well with certain cards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, not randomly, but generically good against spot removal. But I feel like there's better equipment than that do that.
Right. That's right.
It's a weird spot. But again,
when it was first spoiled,
really liked the card.
Right. When it was first spoiled, I was like, well, you're not going to get this. It's secondary part. You're not getting that. I was like, the protection from instants and sorcery. But when we are doing this topic, I was like, this is actually pretty good with the instants and sorcery protection. I mean, yes, it protects from spot removal, but it also protects against your blasphemous axe because that is, it would kill hexproof and a shroud creature. Whereas in this case, it would not die from that. So,
and here's another thing to bring up, and this is why it might feel awkward to me is the two decks that I definitely would want to put it in. I probably have three that I want. Judith would be one of them. Calamax and Feather, because just copying instants and sorceries because you got enough of them. But the protection means that I can't target my own commander.
Oh, that's a good point.
And so that's where it's like, this is not a good card in Feather unless you're targeting other creatures. But Feather in my version is aggressive with Feather. And so not being able to target it would be rough. I've changed Calamax enough to whereas I think I would like this in Calamax, and I think I would like it in Judith.
If you're playing a lot of like self-damage, like if you're doing some Chandra's Ignition stuff or some Blasphemous Act, putting it on your own stuff and then doing that is actually kind of nice. Chandra's, you put it on the one creature that you're not doing with Chandra's, and it now you have two creatures that are left.
Right. You could you couldn't target that creature anyway.
Right.
And that's so it's interesting. I think it's interesting.
I don't know where I'm going to put it. That's the thing. I don't know. But again, I don't play with a lot of the swords unless it fits with what I'm doing in the deck. You know, that's, I don't just go, oh, I like, you know, I like to untap my land. So I'm going to put the, you know, was it Feast and Famine that's the untap all the lands?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't just throw Feast and Famine willy nilly in every single deck. I think that's in one deck.
Silly thing. I do it as a ramp card though.
Yeah, I can see that, but I just don't. It has to be in a deck that I'm attacking heavy with, that I really want to have that secondary, having my lands on tap. But like I said, I only have it in one deck. So, okay, is that all? Do we want to talk more about this? We'll probably talk about it more.
That's
fine.
We might talk about it later. It's likely going to make the top 10 of whatever junction.
Yeah, junction. What's your function? All right, so that was you. So next, we're gonna get into. I'll talk about this one indestructible.
We got three left. All right. We're going to talk about Mithril Coat.
So you talked about the sword, right?
Yeah. Yes. I did.
All right. So Mithril Coat, this is from the Lord of the Rings set. Love this card. I need to make a proxy of this one. It's going to go, or it's already over $10. But it's a 3-drop legendary artifact equipment. It has flash, so this would be our only one that is like your instant speed surprise, haha, gotcha, good fucker kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Has flash, indestructible. When it enters the battlefield, attach it to target legendary creature you control. Equip creature has indestructible. So this is indestructible. Your equip creature is indestructible, and then it has equip 3. So if you don't have your commander out or another legendary, you can just attach it to something for 3. This is just... I love this card. Like, this takes over what was used all the time? Dark Steel Plate?
Oh,
I mean, I wasn't using it all the time. Sure. Yeah. But this is just for 3, and then it protects your commander. 3 colorless, and it protects your commander. This needs to go on almost every deck where you really care about your commander. And the fact that it has indestructible, too, is pretty nice built in.
After Boots and Greaves, this is my most used colorless protection.
Yeah, that's probably a good point out of the whole.
And so this is also what I was thinking, but I did my best not to spoil it. Great answer.
Yeah, good job.
But just going like, would you play Sword of Wealth and Power over Mithril Coat? Probably not. Mm-mm. Like, I'll just be happy with Indestructible and not worry about everything other than, you know, Path and Swords.
Yeah, so Mithril Coat, if you don't have these, get them. One, there's a couple reasons here. It is from the Lord of the Rings set, so I don't know what our reprints are going to be on this. So this was down to like $3, $4, $5 if I remember at one point. So every time I opened one in a pack, and I open the most packs of any of set I've probably ever opened, maybe besides Modern Horizons 1. And that's because I got the collector boosters with this, so I couldn't get as many.
Yeah.
But every Mithril Coat is in a box. God, just thank you. I was waiting. I was wondering if you're gonna do that. I have it in a box just waiting because this is easily gonna, I think this is gonna be a $20 card, especially because it you can't just put this in random stuff. It's Mithril Coat. It kind of fits. It's the Lord of the Rings stuff. So how are they going to use this later? How are they going to get this reprinted? And it's just going to be over time. It's going to be in every deck. Do you actually put it in every deck then, since Lord of the Rings has come out? Or are you just saying?
I don't think so. I went back and I'm putting it in, or it's probably because I don't think I have a proxy of it, so I just have four. Good for me.
You haven't made this one. Let me get to you. Hang on.
I think because I was real aggressive on it too. I was like, I want a bunch of these. But I think I just was like, if I need it in like the Commander Super Central. So I think it, you know, Calmax, Feather, and I'm not sure the other ones at this point.
I'm checking here. I think so. We do have a couple of, if you're going to pick this up, I think the Surge foils are around the same price of everything. So if anybody's picking any of these up, here's just a little tidbit of financial thing. I would go for the Surge foils or the scroll. This one right here, scroll foils are around that $10 because those will go way up. If we get a year or two out after that set release. So
and then Indoraptor and Lara Croft, because it's a legendary artifact as well. So
that's a good point. Yeah. So I haven't put it in a deck. No, I take that back. It just went in my Anzrag deck. So that's the first deck it got in because I haven't made a proxy yet of this. And at the time, it was cheaper. All the other decks that I made since Lord of the Rings was under $5. Now it's a $10 card. This one needs to be proxied, so that's on my list to do.
And I think if I did have proxies of it, it would be in more decks. I don't think it'd be Boots Greaves level, but I think it'd be maybe really half close. My decks. I think it'd get up to about 8-ish decks likely.
Yep. Yeah, I could see that. Why don't you, do you have the list of the other things besides the last one we're going to talk about in this section?
No.
Let's talk about the other. You talk about the next one, and then I'll mention the other one. So this one is what Bill was mentioning.
You already mentioned Darksteel Plate, Cauldra Complete. I didn't even think about that one. I totally missed it on your list. But one I think is at least interesting is Hammer of Nazan.
Yeah, and that, I do like that.
It's a equipment that gives Indestructible +2/+0, but also allows all equipment to equip for free when it ETBs. I think that it's a bit of a sleeper, but that's good. But the one we want to talk about really is Eldrazi Monument. Oh, the other one, we're not going to talk about it, but Soul of New Phyrexia, solid, expensive. But Eldrazi Monument is something that I use almost always, like to go wide card. And that is 5-mana artifact. Creatures you control get +1/+1, flying, indestructible. At the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice a creature. If you can't, sacrifice Monument. And so it's a must. You will sacrifice all your creatures until they're all gone. And so clearly you want to make sure
this in a Voltron deck.
Right. Have enough creatures and know that you can create enough creatures. Like, it's great in a Layla or an Ishin token deck or a Fiend. Anything going wide, to me, you put Eldrazi Monument in.
Yep. It also gives that evasive to your creatures too, which I really like.
I have it in Taysa, the new Taysa that just came out, because it's just being able to create a bunch of 1/1 spirits, almost always able to create them, and then it just becomes a non-issue. Like, I'm going to be able to get ahead, and it's good.
Yep. And you mentioned Soul of New Phyrexia. The one thing I will say about that card is the cool thing about it is if it's in your graveyard, it can be a little sneaky thing because you can use it when it's in your graveyard to give your stuff indestructible too. So
I don't think I've used that in years though.
Yeah. Like I haven't put in a deck for a while. Yeah. Okay. So that is the indestructible. We get to our last card, which is not an artifact. But this one I would say goes in every deck I have made since I made a proxy of this, but it's Plaza of Heroes. Because it's a land, you can fit it in every single deck. It's going to work with your commander. So it's a land, it comes in. You can tap it for a colorless. So that's the bare minimum what it does.
Fantastic.
You can also tap it for one color of any color. Spend this mana to cast a legendary spell. Not a legendary creature, any legendary spell. And then you can tap it to add one mana of any color among legendary permanents you control. So if you have your commander out, now you can tap for any color that is in your deck, basically. And the last thing, the reason why it's in this list here and why it's so good is I've used this quite a bit, is tap three, tap it, exile this, target legendary creature gains hexproof and indestructible until end of turn. So it's kind of nice because it's on your land. It is a land. So it, a lot of times it gets missed because it's in the land. You know, people are like looking at your artifacts and looking at your creatures. Okay, they don't have any protection or whatever. I'll destroy their commander, and you're like, oh, actually, hexproof, indestructible. Or they do a board wipe, and you end up just saving one of your legendary creatures. Mm-hmm. So I do put this in every deck because there is no downside. I mean, the downside is it's a colorless mana. So,
and this actually, I probably, going through my decks, probably just missed it. I know it's in 4/8.
Well,
I used to
have
my proxies and all of the copies I'm
using. I was going to say. It might be the Lord of the Rings proxy is why you're not it.
And so, you know, you have an X-Men version of it as well.
Oh, yeah, the X-Men, yeah.
Like, this is way up there on there for me. I don't know if I've ever used the protection part, but just having it be a great way to fix your mana, like, I'm all about this. And like I said, I'm mostly three colors, and so this being able, even though it doesn't, until a legend comes down, you're not getting other mana unless you're casting legendary spells. So goes great in Lara Croft, goes great in hashtag Team Forest Walk, Mercenary deck. What? It's what the deck is named.
Get the fuck out!
Crossing the line here, buddy. Pow.
Get the fuck out.
So, but yeah, Plaza of Heroes, great, fantastic. It's up there in the Greaves Boots area. Yep. In my opinion.
For me, this is my right above those because it has gone in every single deck since it came out. Whereas Greaves and Boots, I'm just trying to push away. Land, you're going to use. Like, I'm fine with this being in every single deck. The other two, I'm trying to use different things if I can. So, all right. So that is our list there. There was a couple other, I think we hit most of them, actually. The only honorable mention was that Erratic Portal, but that's more of a bounce thing, so you guys can check that one out. But that's more of you're bouncing other people's stuff. You could use it to bounce your own if somebody's doing a board wipe, but I think that's the only thing that we didn't talk about or mention or anything. So if there's stuff that we missed that you guys have, please put it in the comments below so we can kind of check that out, because I thought I had a good list, sent it over to Lowry, and then Lowry's just like, boom, here's one, boom, here's one, boom, here's one. I was like, oh yeah, oh fuck, how'd I forget about that one? Like, you just, like you said, you forgot about Plaza of Heroes,
right. But
it's in a lot of your decks, so it's just you sometimes miss stuff. So, yeah, if we missed anything that you guys like to use, colorless, don't use ones that have, like, a color in it, because we're trying to stay colorless with this. I'd love to hear what that is. So, all right, so it's our Friday. But it doesn't mean that we're done here. We got one more thing to do. We are bringing in Stump the Smissive out. Let me get the button up there
transition
before we get that. It's time for everyone's favorite game show.
I know what it is. I just don't know the name.
I like when I get to play that one.
That's a good one.
All right, gang. If you guys don't know how this game works, I'm going to read the flavor text of a card. And Lowry's going to try to guess the card by asking yes or no questions. Every yes, he'll hear this.
Hello, boobies.
Every no, he'll hear this.
Wrong, 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 wrong.
He gets up to 5 wrong guesses before he's considered stumped. He gets up to 3 clues. If he can get everything about the card but can't get what the card name is, he will get the initials of the card. If he has a bonus clue left over, he'll get a... Or if he has a clue left over, he'll get a bonus clue, which should help give it away. Give it away now. And the, I don't know, every time I say that part, it makes me want to do the give it away because I, how I stop. Did I ever say it has to be in 10,000? Yes, I did. 10,000 EDH rec decks. Like mentioned before, the prize for the first 3 weeks, every 3 weeks, we add to the ante. So we are starting over. This is round 29. Lowry is 80 and 28. So the prize starting off now is the Legolas and Gimli from the movie Trouble in Pairs, and our stumper is Hatchmandu. If you don't get it, if Lowry doesn't get stumped, you can sign the card and send it to us. Although I think that's about it, right? All right. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I have eliminated the chat so chat can play along, see if you guys can get it before Lowry does. And here we go. This one, get ready for this. You ready? It's a funny one. Cyclonic Rim. Cyclonic Rim. This one's one of my favorites that have been submitted. Cyclonic.
All right. So. All right. So, half guessing that it's stopping Cyclonic Rift. Like it's blah, 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 blah. And that would exclamation point. Yeah, it's somebody casting Cyclonic Rift. So it puts it in Ravnica block. Some type of counterspell. That's... There is...
Cyclonic Rim
that counterspells, and then you can't cast spells after that. Scott, that could be something.
That is, you're on the right path.
Is this a? Is no, this Scott. From a Rav? Is this from the Ravnica plane? Is that you can say not a question I can answer?
No, I'm not. I don't know. Let me put it that way. I know I'm looking at stuff here, but I don't remember all the.
Is this sets a non-permanent spell?
Hello, boobies.
It'd be great if it was to both.
Wait. You know what? I'm going to give you the first one is this.
Hello, boobies.
Ravnica plane.
I mean, it makes the most sense that it's on Ravnica. They've only printed Cyclonic Rift on Ravnica. Or the same art. They have it in a precon, but... I don't know how much help that really gives me anyway. Is it? Is it a blue and or white color identity?
Hello, boobies.
Is it an instant?
Hello, boobies.
You got a lot of boobies going on here.
No.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
Can I get... I'll get the first clue, please.
All right. This particular art features a wizard slash witch being blasted by something you would have seen on Double Dare on Nickelodeon. This particular art features a wizard slash witch being blasted by something you would have seen on Double Dare on Nickelodeon.
I'm going to admit, I do not recall what Double Dare is.
Oh, I thought that would help a lot. I was just going to give you the Nickelodeon, and that was it. But then I was like, Double Dare might help you a little bit.
I mean, Nickelodeon is known for slime or a sludge or like a green liquid. And so that's, I'm going to guess that was involved with some sort.
Yes, yes, Scott, I think you got it. But the initials are, yes, you got it. I'll give you that.
I have, so like.
Good job, Scott.
That feels like it's going to be, first clue, please, again.
This particular art features a wizard slash witch being blasted by something you would have seen on Double Dare on Nickelodeon.
We know that it's a blue and or white instant. So
Cyclonic riddle.
Yeah, I'm very certain it's blue. Does it have blue color identity in it?
Hello, boobies.
Okay. So it's white, red, black, or green. The white one is not in my head there. Unlikely to be red. That blue red is like electric, blue black is Demir. That doesn't sound right. Blue green, they have that, feels right because there's a couple of, there's like, some counter spells in there that are stopping that. What's going on there? I'm trying to think. There's like plasm capture. There's void slime. There's those are two. Void slime sounds right. Does it have green in the color identity?
Hello, boobies.
Can I get a second clue, please?
This card is in 13,000 EDH rec decks. I kind of moved this around a little bit. First printed in Dissension. So I'm guessing that's the Ravnica. Yep. And most seen in Mimplasm decks? The Mimplasm?
Okay, yeah. No, that solidified what I was thinking. Is this Void Slime?
Hello, boobies.
You got it. Void Slime. It is the secret layer version.
Oh. I would not have. That's not how I had it in my head. I thought it because it just got reprinted and remastered. I thought that might have been what it was. But all right. Great go at it, though.
I thought you would have got it right when, because when I was saying you said slime when they did the Double Dare and Nickelodeon, like, oh, they're known for slime. And then you said Void Slime. I'm like, how is that not connecting right there? Because you said slime. Good job, though.
Once I got to, it helped me get to green. And then once we were saying green, I was like, I feel like that was what's going on. But I wanted to make sure.
The clue I skipped was the text features three counter possibilities. Like, I mean, I give that away. I'm like, that's just going to give it away. I got to get that to the last one. All right, Hatchmandu, you can send in that card if you like. Sign it and send it to both of us if you like.
Yeah.
I can make the walls there. Other than that, guys, that is it for the podcast. Ooh. We will not have a live podcast next week. I will be live a couple times next week. I'll kind of let you know if you're on the Discord. Let you guys know. Other than that, Larry, you have a good vacation.
Thank you.
Don't get too sunburned, I guess.
I got my big safari hat.
Perfect. I want to see pictures. Yes. but yeah, that should do it here. We will see you guys in about a week and a half here. So,
all right. Have a good one. Take care.
How do we end this?
I don't know. I just, this week. I just, right, well, say my
we'll
thing.
Catch you guys.
After what
we'll
you
catch you guys
said.
In a week and a half.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for say ya.
Bye. Oh, draw for stomp.
Sega.
I love.
Oh, hang on a second. Boobs. Wait a second. Thank you. Oh, and the poll. Should we do the poll too?
We can do the poll. Yeah, that was, we even wrote that down.
While I'm drawing for stump here, let me get the YouTubes up. We gotta get to the hopefully it's not gonna show what? Us live.
This Jeez. Feels like a ending of the Lord of the Rings where we already had the ending and now we're gonna get our second and third ending.
All right, you guys, we did the poll for what deck are you most stop it. what deck are you most excited for the Fallout stuff? And I just wanted to kind of share this. Oh, you can't see it.
Holy moly.
A little. Yeah.
Everybody's about that.
So the Fallout Commander decks, we had Science. It got 14%. Scrappy Survivor, 17%. So this kind of did the lowest to biggest down to the bottom. Hail Caesar was 21%, and 48% is the mutant menace there. So,
but what about fourth ending?
Nice. Second breakfasts. Oh. All right, let's get the drawing going. So this will be when we get back, and when we get back, or when Lowry gets back from vacation, we should have a Malort picked out. Bring so donations can start up. Well, donations can start now. Or whenever, but we won't hit the $100 take the drink thing. All right, here we go.
Remember to donate for a Malort drink. I don't even know.
So anytime I'm live next week, I don't know.
Weird words.
Oh, it's Josh D is our stumper for the next time we are back. So, all right, we will catch you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.
Sega.
Weird things. I'm talking tatas.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, SARS. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, I said SARS. Thanks, Frenchie.
Thanks for the mammaries.
Thanks, Ibukaki. Oh, God, there's a lot here. Mark and Esteban and Ted, thank you guys. You guys have a good one. Oh, I'm not. Where's my cup? There it is. Oh, there I am. Bye.